The place to go to check out your minor league news concerning the St. Louis Cardinals, also a lot of major league news with the Cardinals, thecardinalnation.com. And we've been doing this since we started the website, and it's a visit with Brian Walton, who runs that great site, thecardinalnation.com. So, Brian, normally we visit on a Wednesday, so today it's a Thursday. I'm not sure.
I'm kind of off my orientation here.
Well, I'm just not sure if we can call it Wednesdays with Walton this week, but we're going to do it anyways. Are you all right with that?
Yeah, sure. We can call it Thursday about throwers. We can talk about some pitchers in the Cardinals system. We'll get by.
I like that. Let's talk a little bit about Carlos Martinez, who's rehabbing in the minor leagues. For fans that don't know, what level is he at and how's he faring?
Well, his first outing was at Peoria, Class A Peoria, and it was a cakewalk. Threw six pitches, got three quick ground outs, and that was that. So then the Cardinals moved him up to pitch at Memphis, which he did Wednesday afternoon. They brought him in both cases, they're having him pitch clean innings, so come in with the bases empty and start. Carlos ran into a little trouble, had a couple walks, had some trouble throwing strikes. An error was committed behind him, and stolen base, but he managed to get out of the inning with the bases loaded with no runs in, threw 23 pitches, 12 strikes. So second outing wasn't as impressive as the first. I imagine they'll have him pitch again in a couple of days and kind of monitor his progress to see when they think he's ready to rejoin St. Louis.
Did you see anything on terms of velocity or break on the breaking pitch?
I did not. I did not get any velocity numbers. I've heard that it's more like low 90s rather than mid to high 90s, and you know, the word is, and you probably heard this more than me, you know, the question is, when is he going to feel comfortable to really let go? And it doesn't seem like he has got there yet. But again, it was only a second inning, you know, since he's come back from his shoulder problems. And, you know, you wonder how much of it is going to be Carlos, you know, dealing with it, in, you know, mentally with the change that he's had to make from being a top of the rotation starter to a guy who looks like he's going to be a setup man in the bullpen.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit, too, about Jake Woodford. You know, we've seen some, hiccups here at the major league level, and you're always going to get pushed no matter what position you're in. So Woodford's one of those guys that's at the doorstep of getting to the major leagues. What have you seen from him?
Woodford has been very consistent for Memphis this year. He's given them 5-6 innings pretty much every time out, only, one, 2 runs at most. So, you know, he's getting the job done. He's never been a big strikeout guy, but, you know, he's consistently getting a strikeout per inning. The concern with Jake Woodford right now is the walks. Walks are still high. He's averaging about 4.5 per 9 innings. And so he's got to do a better job with fastball command, because he's not a blow-em-away kind of pitcher. So, you know, Woodford's making good progress, but I'm not sure he's ready to step into the rotation. I would suspect if they needed somebody right now, Austin Gomber would be first in line with Daniel Ponce de Leon right alongside.
How about Ryan Helsley? He was sent back down to make room for others at the Major League Club. How has Ryan Helsley been doing?
Well, the Cardinals have changed Ryan's role since they sent him back to Memphis. They've said, okay, we want you to be a multi-inning relief guy. So Helsley's not in the rotation now, so he's pitching. He's pitched a couple of times out, two and a third kind of innings. And he had one very, very clean outing. Last time out, he got banged around a little bit, gave up 6 base runners in 2 1/3, 4 runs scored. So it was really the first hiccup, but I guess he's learning about how to work out of the bullpen, and that apparently is going to be the role that we'll see him back with St. Louis at some point.
The awards have been handed out. We thought we'd go level by level and start talking about some of the guys that are making an impression and receiving the awards after the first month and a half of this regular season in the major league level. It's been a little shorter in the minor leagues, but what do we know, Brian?
Well, you know, since we're talking about Helsley, there's not only been awards, there's also been promotions. So Helsley's spot in the Memphis rotation is taken by Anthony Hsu, a 25-year-old undrafted free agent in 2016. 25 years old, so, you know, hasn't been a top prospect, but throws in the low 90s, but has an excellent breaking ball. And Anthony Hsu's the kind of guy that, you know, might creep into the picture at some point in time. Don't know for sure. Memphis came off an 8-5 road trip, so they spent almost 2 weeks on the road, and they're playing just a tad over 500, but now they're going to be home for a while, and they hopefully can make up some ground. Springfield, we talked about the Springfield pitching being really rough to start the season. They've got 3 really strong pitchers up from Palm Beach that should help Springfield here on the road. Johan Oviedo, who we talked about before, the 6'6" right-hander from Cuba, who was the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month had struck out 35 and 33 and two-thirds innings. Had a really, really strong start in his first month, and the Cardinals moved him aggressively because Oviedo spent all last year at Peoria. So 1 month in Palm Beach, and now he's in the Springfield rotation. Junior Fernandez and Ronnie Williams, two guys that were top prospects two, three years ago, both had injuries of different kinds and got back into the game as relievers at Palm Beach, did very well. So now they're in the Springfield pen. The other guy that joined Springfield that folks may not have noticed is Justin Williams. And if you remember, Justin Williams was at the time thought of as the top prospect that the Cardinals got in the Tommy Pham trade. Left-handed hitting outfielder. He didn't have a good first month with Memphis, and then he broke his hand in the offseason and really, you know, didn't have a chance to do anything other than he finally got to play in extended spring training, and the Cardinals decided to have him ramp up at Springfield. Strong arm in the outfield, a lot of talk about his power potential. Haven't shown it yet, but I think it's too early to give up on Justin Williams. Palm Beach, Justin Turner, we talked about him before, a 26th rounder, led the Florida State League in batting last month, 394, 531 on base percentage, this outfield, Justin Turner, which is a top in all the minor leagues. Not a power guy, not a center fielder, so the question is, over time, is Justin Turner going to show enough power that he can become a top prospect? But in terms of his month, I mean, he was deserving as the Florida State League Player of the Month. And he was also our Player of the Month at the Cardinal Nation, and the Cardinals organization named him their Player of the Month as well. Palm Beach has a new starting pitcher to replace Oviedo, Tommy Parsons, who really just tore up the Midwest League in the first month, like a 0.30 ERA, just allowed one run all month. A guy, again, another undrafted free agent, 23 years old, the Cardinals got last year. Started him at Johnson City, was an Appalachian League All-Star. Again, you know, low 90s, but very good changeup and curve that he mixes in. And so now he's at Palm Beach. Peoria, Nolan Gorman, right? The guy we've talked so much about. He turns 19 on Friday, tomorrow. So that's good. He had a very good first month, and then as the calendar flipped over to May, Nolan Gorman got in a major slump. He's 2 for his last 25 with 12 strikeouts. So obviously the pitchers of the Midwest League have adapted to Nolan Gorman, and now it's his turn to readapt to what they're doing to him. And this is not unheard of. I mean, we're talking to a guy who's still 18 years old. When he first got up to Peoria last fall, he played for them in the Midwest League playoffs, and he had another stretch just like this. He went 3 for 30 with 16 strikeouts. But, you know, Nolan Gorman's got to be, with all his power and all his potential, he's got to cut his strikeout rate, which is now just close to 30%. He's got to get better control of that, but there's plenty of time for that. I just, you know, one thing, it's great to see the great first month he had, but now all of a sudden some people are talking about, well, my gosh, you know, when are we going to see him in Springfield? When are we going to see him in Memphis? You know, how soon till he reaches St. Louis? The guy needs time to develop. Last guy I want to talk about it at Peoria, Delvin Perez, former first rounder, just like Gorman. On the positive side, Delvin Perez is starting to hit singles with some regularity. He's got his batting average up close to 290. The downside is he still isn't hitting extra base hits. He's not walking. So when you look at his on-base plus slugging, it's still under 600, and that's not where you want to be. But Delvin Perez is showing some signs of life, at least, which is a good thing for a guy who's now in his fourth year in the organization.
So how about at Memphis? You know, we talked about some of the guys there, you know, that have made an impression. How about for you personally? Who's a guy that interests you that you want to see? And if you could just, you know, watch him for a week stretch of games, pitcher or player, who's the guy that stands out for you?
Well, he's a guy that I've talked a lot about before, but Lane Thomas. And we saw him briefly in St. Louis, and he showed himself very well, both defensively and offensively. You know, he can play center field. He's got pop in his bat. He can run well. He's just a really good all-around player, and he's swinging the bat well now back with Memphis. And he's a guy that I think, you know, is going to help St. Louis later in the year. Now, you know, I imagine Tyler O'Neill still remains first in line, as he should. But, you know, at some point in time, they're going to have to decide what they're going to do with all these outfielders.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, Blues fans, pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese. All of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues.
It was interesting in talking with Mo this last week. He mentioned how, and I had asked him about how home runs are up across the board in Major League Baseball. We're seeing that in the minor leagues, aren't we, too? Especially at Triple A.
Take Memphis's game yesterday. 2-1 game, all three runs scored on solo home runs. So, I mean, Andrew Kisner and Rangel Rovello, the first baseman outfielder who we saw in spring camp, both hit solo home runs. So, yeah, home runs are up. As we talked about before, the AAA players are now using Major League Baseball, and so we're seeing the home runs in AAA, just like in the minor leagues, way, way up.
What are the minor league coaches and players saying about that baseball? Have you heard anything?
I haven't had a lot of conversation about that yet. I'll get out and around soon. Haven't been to Memphis or Springfield this year. Planning a trip next week, actually, down to Steep Palm Beach in the evening and extended spring training games in the afternoon. So next week at this time, I'll be coming to you from sunny Jupiter.
Nice. Left-handers in the minor leagues are staying in the game, which will be incorporated, we think, next year in Major League Baseball to face, or any pitcher, face at least three batters. What do you see with strategy, and how do you think it's been received in the minor leagues?
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't seem to be a big issue, but you look at a guy like Cabrera, Genesis Cabrera, who the Cardinals have acquired in that FAM trade, can throw very hard, hasn't been necessarily consistent, but maybe one of the reasons the Cardinals are keeping him in the rotation and keeping him starting, even if his future role is going to be relief, is that so that he does, you know, pitch to multiple batters, pitch to right-handers, left-handers, because, you know, the lefty one-out guys, the loogies, are going to be a thing of the past.
Absolutely.
Evan Krasinski, another left-hander who was in spring camp, who really emerged last year, had a terrible, terrible April. You know, just couldn't get anything going. And now his last couple of starts, he's starting to show life. So Krasinski could be, you know, in the left-handed derby at some time down the road. And, you know, I never want to sell Austin Gomber short. We sort of take him for granted. But he's got an ERA under 3, you know, consistently pitching well every time out. And, you know, you have to wonder at some point in time if St. Louis needs a left-hander in the pen, would they bring Gomber back up and put him in that role?
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men.
And while the major leagues have seen this jump in, enormous jump again, in home runs and strikeouts, I mean, Joey Gallo, I don't know if you saw this, Brian, has more home runs to reach 100 home runs faster than 100 singles. Did you see that?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, Gallo's the, you know, three true outcomes kind of guy, right? He's going to put the ball over the fence. He's going to strike it, you know, high on base percentage. And, you know, I guess he's the kind of guy you'd hope Tyler O'Neill might become someday, right?
Absolutely. So Mo was saying that the emphasis has been for them at the major league level and teaching at the minor league level, contact, put the ball in play. Do you see that consistently more so with the Cardinals and maybe other organizations?
I don't don't know if I have enough perspective on the other organization to say more or less. But, I mean, you look at a guy like Justin Turner, who we just talked about, Florida State League Player of the Month. That's exactly his game. You know, he puts the bat on the ball. He's got a good eye at the plate. So when, you know, he either takes the walk or when he gets the pitch he wants, he drives it, or he goes the other way if he has to. And, you know, I think we're starting to see players, you know, figure out, man, maybe some of it's because of the, you know, the preponderance of the shifts, but players are finally starting to get smart and, you know, realizing they can take the ball the other way. They don't always have to pull.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about your website. What do you have right now at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, we're in full swing with our weekly team reports. So today is the Springfield report from Derek Shore, our local reporter there at Hammonds Field. So every day of the week, during the weekdays, we have a report in depth going into what's happening in each minor league city. And of course, we have the minor league game recaps each morning, and we break down every transaction that's done across the Cardinal system, talk about not only who's going where, but the ramifications of each.
Brian, as always, thanks. Thanks for your patience with my my schedule, too. It gets a little crazy and things happen, you know, like kids break an ankle and you got to go get it cast and crutches, you know. So things happen.
On the same day, there's a day game.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, believe me.
Hey, I got one thing for listeners before we go.
Oh, yeah, do it.
A member of the Cardinal Nation community was kind enough to let me know that he has a couple of parking passes at VIP parking passes for Lot 3 at Busch Stadium, and these are for prime games. We're talking about the Cubs series, Saturday, June 1st, and Sunday, June 2nd. So if anybody is going to those games and is interested in VIP parking passes, I can fix you up. Now, come to the Cardinal Nation message board, free forum, and there's a thread there that where you can comment. But I'm going to ask you to, you know, provide me some proof that you actually have tickets for those games, because I want to make sure those parking passes go to a good home.
Awesome. Just head to thecardinalnation.com. Hey, Brian, thanks so much. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good, Dan.